This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I'd like to welcome to the program Spocko. Spocko, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you making some time for us this hour.
My pleasure.
Let's just set this up. You live in San Francisco or near San Francisco, is that right?
That's correct.
And I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell the full story, but just to set it up a little bit, the subject for this hour is what's happening and has happened to the public airwaves in this country from the right and the left. The hate speech, and that's really the only way to describe it, that has filled the public airways. You are an American citizen. You turn on your radio. You hear some of these things. And we're going to tell folks in just a minute what you did about it and then what happened to you as a result. But before we do, I'd like to play for our listeners some of the things that you heard on your radio out in San Francisco by a local talk radio program out there. What is the name of the program?
This is I'm not sure which one. There's multiple programs, but the radio station is KSFO, and it is owned by ABC Disney.
ABC Disney owns this radio station. And let's just play a couple of minutes of clips for folks to give you an example of the kind of stuff that Disney has been playing and supporting on this radio station. Here you go. This is from KSFO in San Francisco.
Let it be. My mother still believes I'm doing something legitimate for a living, selling dope.
Yeah. There are certain liberals in this market who insist that that's what you do.
Well, we're going to get them. Come the revolution, they're going to be hanging from the lamppost.
But we all now know that Cindy Sheehan is going to be going on a hunger strike. I know.
This is what passes for news in America today.
Yeah. Sean Penn, Cindy Sheehan, Susan Sarandon, all the usual crowd of suspects. They're going on a hunger strike.
Cindy Sheehan's not eating, but she still bites.
Why don't you dopes at Associated Press? Why don't you dopes at Associated Press? Do the world a favor. Commit mass suicide.
Oh, please. Let's see. Oh, and let's just wait 1 minute here. Let's just clarify what the New York Times is reporting in its own front pages of the newspaper. Iraq had a nuclear weapons program and was plotting to build an atomic bomb.
Gee, no.
It sounds like pretty damn good rationale to go in and attack Iraq, don't you think?
Yeah, it's also a pretty good rationale to go in and attack the New York Times.
God almighty.
I would say first we cut off your finger, next we go for your penis. What do you want? What do you want? Okay, I'll tell you what. The guy says nothing, we cut off the finger first. Just the tip of the finger, that's all. I got news for you, he's going to start talking quickly. We can't do any of that now.
Oh, I tell you, I have an email here from some nut job, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Barry says, Senator Kerry was right. Most military people there for financial reasons. The truth may calm you down if you choose to accept it. See, I told you, this is what these people out there think, that people who join the Army do not have any patriotic, noble cause that they believe in bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
Just outrageous.
I'm going to try to track that email address and do something unpleasant to his cojones if he has any.
None.
The Western world at some point is going to have to face reality. Indonesia is really just another enemy Muslim nation, the most populous Muslim nation in the world. It behaves, you know, as the old saying, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and looks like a duck, it's a duck. Well, how's Indonesia behaving? Mm. Come on. How hard is this to figure out? And we let these people know. You keep screwing around with stuff like this, we're going to kill a bunch of you, millions of you.
There's a few clips from KSFO Radio in San Francisco, California. Spocko is on the line with us from California. And you were listening to this day after day on your radio. And what did you do about it?
Well, initially, I think what a lot of most people would do. You write into the station and you talk to the, you write to the host and say, do you really mean this? Is this, are you joking? Is this a shtick? And I at the time, the very first thing came about was back in 2005 when they were talking about Abu Ghraib. And they were doing, like you've probably heard on some of the talk show things, you know, either joking about it or just ignoring what really happened. And I had seen Mark Danner, who had wrote a great book called Torture and Truth, and I asked him about this, and he says, did they ever mention how many detainees have died as a result of abuse at Abu Ghraib? And I said, no, I'd never heard them say that. He says, well, there are 28 that died. And this is from the Schlesinger Report in August 2004. Five cases were confirmed deaths as a result of detainee abuse. So I wrote them. I said, hey, are you aware of this? And they wrote me back, and Brian Sussman wrote me back, and he said, no beating around the bush on this one. Torture of those who would like to kill us is okay by me. I've said it on the radio, and I will make sure I say it again loud and clear for misguided people like you. So at that point, I realized that they weren't joking. They were very serious about this. And so I said, you know, I wonder if the advertisers are aware of this. Now, you mentioned at the top of the hour that you didn't want children listening. Now, this program is at 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time in San Francisco. And then the other programs are, you know, play in the morning. And they are going out broadcast over the public airwaves. So I said, I wonder if the advertisers knew about it. So I wrote some of the advertisers, and they also were unaware of this. They were appalled, and they started pulling their ads. So Bank of America pulled their ads, and then later we got MasterCard pulled their ads. And in July of last year, I started getting threats from people at the radio station saying, you know, they're going to sue you for every penny you've got, libel and slander. And all I was doing was taking the audio clips they were saying on the air, reflecting it back to the advertiser saying, does this match what you as a corporation expected? And does it match your values as a corporation? Because right when you heard them say something about killing millions of Muslims, they would go right into a commercial for Lexus. And by the way, Lexus is still an advertiser. So I wanted the advertisers to know, and usually they didn't. And so I kept writing, and then in December of last year, Visa, I got confirmation that Visa pulled their ads, and I, on the 22nd of December, I got a Christmas present from ABC, which they sent a cease and desist notice to my hosting company, which is a company called One in One, and they
the hosting
said,
company for your blog.
For my blog, exactly.
Yeah. Where you were keeping your readers informed about all of your efforts to get rid of this hate speech on the radio.
Right. And at that point, they said, you have 24 hours to remove everything. And they were basically, ABC said that we will, you know, this is copyright violation, and this is a very important thing we could talk about. And
referring to the clips of the show.
Yes, exactly.
That you had posted on your blog.
Right. And I had heard from some people that it wasn't, but I wasn't going to take any chances. I removed all of the clips within 6 hours, and they still shut me down. Not just the audio clips. They shut down my entire blog. So when people talk about, you know, the people at KSFO say, you know, he's trying to, you know, hurt our free speech, I was the one. It was my speech that was shut down by a major corporation who was concerned that a critic was taking and exposing this basic information that they were broadcasting all the time to an audience who was paying for it, which was the advertisers.
Spocko is our guest of SpockosBrain.com, and we should tell folks that your blog is now back up on a different provider.
That's correct. After this happened, what was the process? I went and talked to some people at the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco, and they said that this clearly fell into the realm of copyright fair use. And so I found a web hosting provider, a company by the name of Computer Time, T-Y-M-E Hosting, and they said, you know, we're going to put it back up, as well as a number of other bloggers said, hey, this is really not fair. And so they also posted and hosted a number of these exact same audio clips. By the way, the same audio clips that you just played right now, and we're still in limbo in some ways. I haven't heard back from ABC. You should probably expect to get a letter from them as well.
That we're not allowed to let people know what they're playing on the radio in San Francisco.
That's correct. And that just shows kind of that they knew that they could push around somebody who they perceived as a little blogger. And you also have to remember, ask the question, why now? Why this time? What was going on with them? And partly it was because they lost money. And you have to wonder, well, why was it that they didn't, you know, use another method or something like this? Well, I think it was because they were used to having the entire process. They're used to having it, you know, go their way. And for the first time, somebody actually said, you know, maybe this isn't something that the advertisers want to know about. And that really, I think that scared them.
And a lot of those major advertisers weren't at all happy with what their money was supporting.
Correct.
And again, I want to say this, whether you agree or disagree with the politics of what these people are saying, that's not at all what we're talking about. We're talking about literally these people are going on the airwaves and saying that people should be hung, tortured, and not just Muslims. They're saying that reporters and anybody who disagrees with them politically should be killed.
Right, and this is something that I think right at the top of the hour, you talked about your friend Kimberly Dozer. Those are the people who are out there really putting their life on the line, and you hear them mocking and joking and saying that specifically they talked about the 9 reporters, including Bill Keller, who wrote about the terrorist financing investigation. Do you remember that story specifically?
Yes.
Okay. Now, at the time, Morgan went on and she went on the Chris Matthews show, and she said, you know, these people should be...
And Morgan is who?
I'm sorry, Melanie Morgan, who is the morning host. She is the person with two other hosts, Lee Rogers, Tom Benner, as well as sometimes Brian Sussman. These are the three players.
She's the woman that we hear in these clips.
Exactly.
Okay.
She is also a very powerful woman, a very smart woman, who was responsible. She's given credit for bringing down Gray Davis. And as she, at the time, was saying that Bill Keller and these other reporters were all guilty of treason for doing their report. And she said on the air, on her radio air, she said, when she first heard about the story, she said, get them, hang them. She didn't say if they're tried and convicted and if they, you know, are found guilty, then they should be sent to the lecture. She said later that. But that tells you also something. It tells you that management at that station, they knew that these kinds of things, this kind of violent rhetoric, which is directed towards specific individuals, is not something that they wanted to allow. And so consequently, afterwards, you always hear her kind of, you know, backfilling, oh, after trial and conviction. And I don't know if you'll play it later, but there's a piece where Tom Benner jokes about Bill Keller being in the electric chair. And, you know, again, this is not, it's a sick joke, if it is, in fact, a joke. And, again, you talk about your politics one way or another. This kind of, you know, humor is really, I think, repugnant, and not just to me, it also is to the people who are paying the bills, which were the advertisers.
Our guest is Spocko of SpockosBrain.com. We're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for some local news and weather and continue this discussion on the other side of this break, but I want to leave you all with another example of the kind of things that are playing on the radio on KSFO in San Francisco. Another clip before we go.
President Bush is very annoyed at the news media and the disclosure of the Treasury Department's ability to secretly monitor financial transactions of suspected terrorists.
For people to leak that program and for a newspaper to publish it does great harm to the United States of America.
President Bush defending the financial surveillance program as legal and useful.
What we were doing was the right thing. Congress is aware of it. And we were within the law to do so.
The idea was to follow the money, Mr. Bush said, and now that's harder.
The disclosure of this program is disgraceful.
Steve Taylor, ABC News, Washington.
Get him.
Yeah, yeah. As Peter Mulhern said earlier, prosecute.
Yes, hang him.
Make grumpy noises. Do it.
Yeah.
We're listening to clips from KSFO in San Francisco. Spocko of SpockosBrain.com joins us on the line. And you've been getting quite a lot of press about this. This has made national news, isn't that right?
National as well as international. And that's something that I think that people need to remember is that This is broadcast over the internet, so it goes all over the world. And so when people say things like, you know, those people over there, they're shouting and making some calls for violence, here is American radio hosts calling for the extermination of millions of Muslims in Indonesia simply for being Muslim. And I found that that was amazing that it went out over the air. And for the woman who called in and being upset that her kids were listening, they never had these kind of parental advisories on KSFO. They just broadcast it. And not only was it broadcast, it was approved by and continued to be approved by multiple levels within ABC and Disney, because I informed them as well, all the way up. And so they had a special three-hour program when they interrupted regular programming to talk about their critics, and they, of course, claimed it was out of context. And you can listen to the whole context. I told the advertisers, listen to the whole show. You'll find out yourself. And they would say that it was, old. Well, yeah, those clips were old, but the people who said them continue to say things just like that. The same kind of thing that your woman who called up and said, I wouldn't want my kids listening to it. Not only did it go out, it went out with the approval of multiple levels all the way up to Disney.
Let's hear another example of the kind of stuff that you found objectionable and that you brought to the attention of the advertisers of the station.
Well, I think the moral of the story is beware of do-gooders. They'll kill you.
Yeah, or dig up Rachel Green and kill her all over again. I mean, that would be an appropriate...
Rachel Carson.
I'm sorry, Rachel Carson of Silent Green.
It's, and if I hear you right, Spocko, you're telling us that this is not unique, that frequently on this program they have called for people to be killed and tortured.
Right. So long-time pattern, multiple instances spread out over a long period of time. And there'll be something later that, I don't know if you're going to play this one, do you have the clip where they talk about hog-tying and burning alive an alleged arsonist?
I don't, but tell folks okay. What I remember what you're talking about, but I don't have that here.
There's two different ones about that. One, for context-wise, when they said, you have to have more context, well, the context was it was an alleged arsonist who they had captured, and so Lee Rogers and Melanie Morgan, and I wish you had the clip because I want to be exact, so it's their words, not mine, where they talked about hog-tying the person and setting them on fire. And when I hear, alleged arsonist, I remember of Richard Jewell, who was the alleged bomber, people had gone after him, not knowing that he was, in fact, not the person who was in charge of the Olympic bombing. But that is the kind of inciting violence over the airwaves that is, I thought, was something that wasn't even allowed. And, of course, I didn't even go to the FCC about this because in my research I found out that apparently is allowed. And even if it wasn't an FCC violation, it's the kind of thing that the organizations, meaning ABC and Disney, they probably had guidelines as well. Apparently that was fine with them. And so sometimes people say, well, it's their free speech. They can say whatever they want. Well, at a certain point, this may cross the line of screaming fire in a crowded theater when they're saying, go out, we should burn this person alive, allegedly, who started a fire.
Let me ask you this question, and I'm sure you've gotten it before. Let me play devil's advocate. What's your response to somebody that says, you're just taking all this too seriously. This is just entertainment. They're just having fun. Why don't you just turn it off or listen to somebody else? Why do you got to go bothering people?
Well, two things for that one. First of all, the change the channel argument. At a certain point, when you hear people who are your friends, meaning journalists and liberals and Democrats, constantly being said, we should kill them, we should hang them, we should take and, kill millions of them, I think that we, as citizens, have a responsibility. And again, this is public airwaves. This is some other, minor situation. And the other one, in terms of taking it seriously or not. Now, Melanie Morgan is, as I said, a very powerful, very smart woman who was given credit for bringing down Gray Davis. That's a very serious situation. It's a multi-million-dollar campaign in which entire governor was taken down. And she is a former, you know, talks about, you know, 30 years in journalism. And word choice is important and how she talks about these things. You listen to some of those clips, they're very serious. And for them to suddenly turn around and saying, oh, we were just joking, that's not clear. And that's the other reason why it was important for people to actually hear the audio clips. And we'll talk about it later. Right now, where we're at is the Electronic Frontier Foundation sent a note back to ABC saying, what you have done was inappropriately use copyright law to silence a critic. And then they laid out each of the various different reasons that this was deemed fair use. And then asked them to rescind that cease and desist notice. Now, we don't know where they're at right now, but KSFO, the radio host, they're still broadcasting out there. And as for, you know, entertainment, you know, when you listen to some of these other clips, people say, well, that sounds pretty serious to me. And so that's where I took it.
Spocko of SpockosBrain.com is our guest. Let's take another very quick break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Jameson Fosser with Media Matters for America and get his take on this. But before we go, another quick break. Before we go to that break, though, let's hear another clip from KSFO.
I am an American. And
So am I.
And where are you from, sir?
I'm from Eastern Germany, actually.
Eastern Germany? But yeah. I would take it that you're probably Muslim.
No, I don't. I'm independent. I do not subscribe.
You know, but why don't you just right now say Allah is a whore, and that'll prove it to me.
I will not say that because I'm not. Who am I to say?
Say Allah is a whore. That'll prove to me you're not an Islamist.
I'm not inserted in Islamist. No, I do not believe in religion.
Okay, prove to me that you're not a Muslim. Say that you love eating pig.
Actually, I do like to eat pork. I am a big fan of it.
Okay, that's great.
We're talking about hate speech on the radio with examples from KSFO in San Francisco. This is Charlottesville Right Now. We're talking about hate speech on the radio this hour. We're joined by Spocko of SpockosBrain.com. Jameson Fosser of Media Matters for America joins us on the line. Jameson, you are have been looking at this case for quite some time and really been following it. What's your take on what's been happening?
Well, first, I'd just like to say that what Spock has done here has been absolutely fantastic. One of the things that we do every day at Media Matters is we try to shed some light on this kind of hate speech that Melanie Morgan and others use. Just today, we have on our site a clip of Michael Savage, for example, calling Senator Bernie Sanders a dirty socialist and saying that he should go to hell. This kind of speech is out there, and it has an effect of shoving the public discourse in this country to the right. It makes less extreme but still wrong or problematic arguments seem moderate and tame by comparison. And I think that it's a language that most people don't agree with, though, and the more people become aware that this is out there, the more problematic it is for somebody like Melanie Morgan. So what Spock has done in drawing the attention of advertisers to what they're paying for, to Melanie Morgan's reckless and hateful speech, is very useful. And there's a Melanie Morgan in just about every town in the country that has a media market, and people should do more of that and try to nip this at the bud before we see, you know, what happened with Rush Limbaugh, happened with Melanie Morgan, where they go from a local radio host to a national media figure, or Glenn Beck has a show on CNN now. And the other thing that Spocko did that I think is important is he recognized that, you know, the problem isn't just that Melanie Morgan's a crackpot. There are plenty of hateful crackpots out there. The problem is that ABC gives her a platform. The problem is with media companies like ABC and CNN that hire these people and promote them and give them a platform.
Now, the folks who are listening who are thinking to themselves, this is America. You ought to be able to do what you want to say. You're saying basically Melanie can go down to the street corner all she wants and say this stuff. But it's a different story when folks like American Express or Lexus and Disney give her a platform to talk to millions of people.
That's exactly right. Nobody's saying that Melanie Morgan doesn't have the right to say stupid things. She can mutter on the street corner all she wants. What people are saying is that ABC shouldn't broadcast that. ABC should exercise some judgment and recognize that their listeners and the public at large aren't served well by having this on the air. Her free speech doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not it's responsible for ABC to broadcast it.
And I guess the challenge is that a lot of folks, most folks who listen, would probably sort of shake their heads, turn the dial, or some folks might listen and chuckle, thinking that this sick humor is actually funny. But we always should remember, you know, there's people out there who will hear this and take it very seriously and feel like they need to join them, and that they're very soon they're being called to some action. Now, I'm not trying to imply that this KSFO has inspired somebody to go kill somebody. I don't think that's happened, but that does happen.
Sure, there are people who take it seriously, and there is the effect that it has on the discourse overall, where if you hear, you know, Melanie Morgan suggesting painting a target on Nancy Pelosi's head, or Glenn Beck, you know, saying that he hates the September 11th victims and talking about killing Michael Moore, then when some other pundit says something that is comparatively innocuous, says, you know, all liberals are liars, that doesn't sound as bad to you. That doesn't seem as unreasonable. And so it shoves the discourse to the right by making what are, you know, rather harsh comments seem tame by comparison. So it is important, even if some of her listeners or many of her listeners take it as a joke. I think one of the other things, though, that some people assume is that there's not anything they can do about this. And Spock has shown that isn't true, that if you go to these advertisers in particular and say, this is what you're paying for, and this is what your brand is becoming associated with, this is what Disney, which owns ABC Radio, this isn't really a sponsor issue, but the ownership there is important. Disney, the company of Mickey Mouse, is paying for this kind of hate speech. And companies like that will be responsive. And in many cases, the advertisers don't know. They just bought a block of time on a popular radio station. And until somebody points out to them that what they're paying for is this kind of speech, they have no idea. So, you know, people should basically do what Spock has done.
And that is what exactly, because a lot of times we hear stuff on the radio or see stuff on the TV that whether it's right or left, it disgusts us. And we think, God, you know, America is a better place than this. Why do we tolerate this? And yet we turn away because there's always another channel. There's always something else. And we sort of tell ourselves, well, America is a place for different voices and we ought to just let everybody speak if they want to. But if somebody out there is so moved to really do something about this, what can they do?
Well, they can contact the media company that's responsible and make their complaints. And whether it's a complaint about, you know, hate speech or factual errors or whatever the nature of the complaint is, make it known. Make sure that the news organization responsible is aware that they've done something wrong. In many cases, they may not be. Make sure they're aware that their listeners and viewers and readers don't approve of that. And as a next step, you can go to the advertisers who fund those news outlets who run ads and really may have no idea what they're paying for, and tell them your money is going to support this and I don't like that. And that's something that can be very effective. And I think Spocko had some success in getting an advertiser or two to pull their ads off of Melanie Morgan's show. And that's something that can have some real effect.
Jameson Fosier is with Media Matters for America at MediaMatters.org. And Spocko of SpockosBrain.com is also with us. And we should, I guess it's obvious that you're not using your real name and you have chosen not to. Now, you have not been directly threatened by anyone, or am I right in saying that?
Not yet, but I have been as my character name, and of course it's I find it kind of amusing that someone who's called Officer Vic, who's neither an officer nor named Vic, is mocking my choosing a name, Spocko, from science fiction. One of the things about this is another thing that I may end up educating people on is the kind of the tactics of, you know, smears and going after people. Melanie Morgan spent, you know, over 2 years attacking Cindy Sheehan, and most recently she wrote a book about her and made some allegations about her and her life. And she then pushed it to Hollywood. Cindy Sheehan didn't cost Melanie Morgan a dime, whereas I did cost them money. And I'm pretty sure that the second that my identity is revealed, they will go after me, as well as the 1 million members of her Move America Forward group, which she notified saying that she was under attack and that she needed to be defended. Well, I look at some of these websites, and they talk about what they're going to do to me the second they find out who I am, and I worry about that's the discourse on the right, on the blogger side, and on talk radio. This is standard operating procedure on their part. This is how the Swift boat people got quickly up through the press. The press has a role in this. And one of the things that I'm glad that Media Matters exists, they've been a real guide for me, is who they're talking about and how they're talking about it. We're looking at, they're talking about killing journalists. People like Michelle Malkin, who posted the home addresses of some journalists who took photos of legitimately authorized photos of Donald Rumsfeld's summer home. And so that kind of thing will be directed towards me the second that I'm revealed. And so I'll use it as an opportunity to educate people about this is the kind of discourse that we need to be aware of, and this is how it happens.
Jameson, is this kind of thing, it goes on in all the markets across America, right?
It does. There's Melanie Morgan, you know, in a lot of little towns around the country, and unfortunately, what we've seen over the last couple of decades is they've been rewarded. They keep getting hired. Glenn Beck was a radio host who fantasized on the air about killing Michael Moore, and so CNN gave him a television show. And Michael Savage was a radio host who said no shortage of hateful things, and MSNBC gave him a television show. They eventually had to fire him after he told a caller that he hoped the caller would get AIDS and die. So occasionally there has been a situation where somebody's gone too far, but in general, unless people speak up and tell these news organizations that they're not going to put up with this, what we've seen is that major media companies will reward this and don't really mind if Glenn Beck says to a new member of Congress who happens to be a Muslim, sir, prove to me that you're not working against us.
Jameson Fosier is with Media Matters for America at MediaMatters.org, and Spacco is at SpaccosBrain.com. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coy.
Take care. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.